Authorities in West Darfur State say revenge attacks continue between Arab pastoralists and farmers of the Misriya tribe in Jebel Moon locality and surrounding villages. The acting Darfur regional governor, Muhammad Isa Aliyu, is in Al-Fashir town in North Darfur. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus by phone Wednesday, he said nearly 200 joint security forces have been deployed in Jebel Moon to stop the fighting and restore calm and stability in the area. Aliyu says an investigative committee of police, national security operatives, military intelligence, public prosecutors, and traditional leaders from both sides has been formed to find the causes of the conflict. It will aim to identify individuals behind the violence so they can be brought to justice.
The situation is getting difficult. That is why we decided to deploy more troops to the area. The conflicting communities have been exacting revenge on each other since last week. They have taken their positions on the sides of the hill and they keep attacking each other. Therefore, it was necessary to deploy government forces to keep them apart.
An official in West Darfur State's humanitarian department told South Sudan in Focus Tuesday that accessing some villages in Jebel Moon remains a challenge due to continued violence between herders and farmers. Witnesses from the area say at least 26 people were killed, 13 villages burned down, and more than 10,000 people were displaced. But the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan says more than 4,300 people have been affected by the clashes. Governor Aliyu says it remains the responsibility of the government to restore security and stability to all communities across Darfur. He describes the humanitarian situation in Jebel Moon as horrific and calls on aid agencies to quickly intervene and improve the situation. He confirms that thousands of families are seeking refuge in eastern Chad and are exposed to bad weather.
There is a need for humanitarian assistance from all of us, including our international humanitarian aid agencies. More than 2,000 families have crossed into neighboring Chad because the distance is not too far from the border.
The Darfur official attributes the rampant killing, insecurity, and communal conflicts in the region to policies adopted by the administration of ousted President Omar al-Bashir, who divided communities along ethnic lines. He says there is a need to restore social peace and reconciliation among communities in the area through reactivation of the customary and traditional laws in resolving conflicts.
They try to favor some tribes over others and divide them on ethnicity and region. But for years they have been living together as pastoralists and farmers, and they treat each other with respect.
Aliyu said the government in Darfur is committed to carrying out a disarmament exercise as part of restoring stability and maintaining law and order. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.